Good to great, why some companies make the leap. And others don't. By Jim Collins. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't is a book written by Jim Collins. The book examines why some companies make the leap from being good to great while others do not. It looks at what sets apart those that succeed from those that fail, and provides insights into how businesses can become great. The book begins with an introduction of the concept of good to great, a term coined by Collins to describe companies that have made the transition from merely good performance to truly great performance. He then outlines his research methodology, which involved studying 11 different companies who had achieved this transformation over time. Through interviews and analysis, he identified common characteristics among these successful organizations. Collins found that there were three key elements necessary for success: disciplined people, disciplined thought, and disciplined action. He also discovered several other factors such as having a culture of discipline, setting up strong leadership teams, focusing on core values, creating a hedgehog concept, a simple but powerful idea, building momentum through small wins, and avoiding fads or trends in order to stay focused on long-term goals. In addition, Collins emphasizes the importance of humility in leaders as well as their ability to confront reality without being overwhelmed by it. He also discusses how technology can be used strategically rather than simply following trends blindly. Finally, Good to Great offers practical advice for business owners looking to make their own company great. This includes tips on hiring practices, developing effective strategies for growth and innovation, managing change effectively within an organization, understanding customer needs better than competitors do, and more. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Level 5 leadership. Leaders of companies that make the leap from good to great have a unique combination of personal humility and professional will. They are ambitious for the company, not for themselves. Main idea number 2. First who, then what? Companies that make the leap from good to great focus on getting the right people on the bus before they decide where to drive it. Main idea number 3. Confront the brutal facts. Companies that make the leap from good to great face the brutal facts of their current reality and develop a culture of disciplined thought. Main idea number 4. Hedgehog concept. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog concept that combines their passion, their resources, and their economic engine into one unified concept. Main idea number 5. Culture of discipline. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of discipline that allows them to make decisions and stick to them. Main idea number 6. Technology accelerators. Companies that make the leap from good to great use technology as an accelerator, not a driver, of their success. Main idea number 7. The flywheel. Companies that make the leap from good to great use a flywheel approach to build momentum over time. Main idea number 8. The doom loop. Companies that make the leap from good to great avoid the doom loop of short-term decision-making and focus on long-term results. Main idea number 9. Culture of caring. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of caring that puts people first. Main idea number 10. The Stockdale paradox. Companies that make the leap from good to great embrace the Stockdale paradox, which is the ability to maintain faith that you will prevail in the end, while at the same time confronting the most brutal facts of your current reality. Main idea number 11. The hedgehog effect. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog effect, which is the ability to simplify a complex world into a single organizing idea. Main idea number 12. The 20-mile march. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a 20-mile march, which is the ability to set ambitious yet realistic goals and stick to them. Main idea number 13. The flywheel effect. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a flywheel effect, which is the ability to build momentum over time. Main idea number 14. The culture of discipline. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of discipline that allows them to make decisions and stick to them. Main idea number 15. The hedgehog concept. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog concept that combines their passion, their resources, and their economic engine into one unified concept. Main idea number 16. The culture of caring. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of caring that puts people first. Main idea number 17. The Stockdale paradox. Companies that make the leap from good to great embrace the Stockdale paradox, which is the ability to maintain faith that you will prevail in the end, while at the same time confronting the most brutal facts of your current reality. Main idea number 18. The 20-mile march. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a 20-mile march, which is the ability to set ambitious yet realistic goals and stick to them. Main idea number 19. Technology accelerators. Companies that make the leap from good to great use technology as an accelerator, not a driver, of their success. Main idea number 20. Confront the brutal facts. Companies that make the leap from good to great face the brutal facts of their current reality and develop a culture of disciplined thought. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Level 5 leadership is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the type of leadership that is required for companies to make the leap from good to great. Level 5 leaders are characterized by their combination of personal humility and professional will. They have an unwavering commitment to achieving success for their company, but they do not seek recognition or reward for themselves. Instead, they focus on creating a culture of excellence within their organization and inspiring others with their vision. Level 5 leaders understand that it takes more than just individual effort to achieve greatness. It requires collaboration between all members of the team. They create an environment where everyone can contribute ideas and work together towards common goals without fear of failure or criticism. This allows them to foster innovation while still maintaining high standards for performance. The key characteristic that sets Level 5 leaders apart from other leaders is their ability to balance ambition with humility. They recognize that success comes from collective effort rather than individual achievement, so they strive not only for success but also for unity among those who work under them. Main idea number 2. The idea of first who, then what, is that companies should focus on getting the right people in place before they decide what direction to take. This means that a company should prioritize finding and hiring talented individuals who are passionate about their work and have the skills necessary to help the organization reach its goals. Once these people are in place, then it becomes easier for the company to determine which strategies will be most effective for achieving success. This concept is based on Jim Collins' research into why some companies make the leap from good to great while others don't. He found that those organizations which focused first on building a strong team of employees were more likely to succeed than those who simply tried different strategies without considering their personnel needs. By taking this approach, companies can ensure they have all the resources needed to achieve greatness. In addition, having an experienced and motivated team allows a business to move quickly when opportunities arise or challenges present themselves. With everyone working together towards common goals, there's less risk of stagnation or misdirection due to lack of knowledge or enthusiasm among staff members. Main idea number 3. The idea of confronting the brutal facts is a key concept in Jim Collins' book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. The idea is that companies must be willing to face reality, no matter how difficult it may be, if they want to make the leap from good to great. This means being honest about their current situation and not shying away from any unpleasant truths. It also means developing a culture of disciplined thought where everyone is encouraged to think critically and challenge assumptions. By doing this, companies can identify areas for improvement and develop strategies for achieving greatness. This idea of confronting the brutal facts has been embraced by many successful organizations as an essential part of their success. They understand that facing reality head-on allows them to make better decisions based on accurate information rather than wishful thinking or unfounded optimism. Additionally, having a culture of disciplined thought encourages employees at all levels to contribute ideas and solutions which can help drive innovation and growth. In short, confronting the brutal facts is an important step in making the leap from good to great. Companies must be willing to look honestly at their current situation so they can identify areas for improvement and develop strategies for achieving greatness. Main idea number 4. The hedgehog concept is a business strategy that encourages companies to focus on what they do best and use it as the basis for their success. It suggests that businesses should identify their core competencies, or what they are passionate about, and then leverage those strengths to create an economic engine. This concept also emphasizes the importance of having resources available to support these efforts. Companies must be able to access capital, personnel, technology, and other resources in order to make the leap from good to great. The hedgehog concept is based on three circles: passion, what you love, resources, what you have, and economics, what drives your economic engine. By combining all three elements into one unified concept, companies can develop a clear vision of where they want to go and how they will get there. The idea is that by focusing on what makes them unique, their passions, they can create something special that sets them apart from competitors. Ultimately, the hedgehog concept helps organizations become more successful by allowing them to focus on their core strengths while still being open-minded enough to take advantage of new opportunities when presented with them. By leveraging their passions along with available resources and creating an economic engine around it all, companies can achieve greatness. Main idea number 5. A culture of discipline is essential for any company that wants to make the leap from good to great. This means having a clear set of values and principles that guide decision-making, as well as an unwavering commitment to those decisions once they are made. It also requires a willingness to take risks and accept failure when necessary, while still maintaining focus on the long-term goals of the organization. At its core, a culture of discipline involves creating an environment where everyone in the organization understands what is expected of them and how their actions will contribute towards achieving success. This includes setting clear expectations for performance, holding people accountable for results, rewarding excellence, and providing feedback on areas needing improvement. Additionally, it requires leaders who can inspire others with their vision and motivate employees through effective communication. Ultimately, companies that have a culture of discipline are able to stay focused on their goals despite external pressures or distractions. They understand that making short-term sacrifices may be necessary in order to achieve long-term success, and they're willing to do whatever it takes in order to get there. Main idea number 6. Technology accelerators are companies that use technology to enhance their success, rather than relying on it as the sole driver of growth. Technology can be used to increase efficiency and productivity, automate processes, and provide access to new markets or customers. By leveraging technology in this way, businesses can gain a competitive edge over their rivals and achieve greater success. For example, an online retailer may use automated inventory management systems to reduce costs associated with manual labor while also increasing customer satisfaction by providing faster delivery times. In addition to improving operational efficiency and customer service levels, technology accelerators can also help companies stay ahead of the competition by introducing innovative products or services more quickly than their competitors. This could include developing new software applications for mobile devices or creating virtual reality experiences for customers. By staying ahead of the curve when it comes to technological advancements, these companies are able to remain competitive in an ever-changing market. Ultimately, using technology as an accelerator is about recognizing its potential benefits and taking advantage of them before your competitors do. It's not enough just to have the latest gadgets. You need a strategy that will enable you to make full use of them in order to maximize your business's performance. Main idea number 7. The flywheel concept is based on the idea that small, consistent improvements over time can lead to significant results. It suggests that companies should focus on making incremental changes and building momentum gradually rather than trying to make a big change all at once. The flywheel approach encourages companies to take a long-term view of their success and recognize that it takes time for progress to accumulate. Companies should be patient with their efforts and trust in the process of continual improvement. The flywheel approach also emphasizes the importance of creating an environment where employees are empowered to innovate and experiment with new ideas. This allows them to identify areas for improvement, develop solutions, and implement those solutions quickly without having to go through lengthy approval processes or wait for permission from higher-ups. By encouraging experimentation, companies can create an atmosphere where everyone feels comfortable taking risks and pushing boundaries. Finally, the flywheel approach requires organizations to measure their progress regularly so they can track how far they've come as well as what still needs work. This helps ensure that any improvements made are actually leading towards desired outcomes instead of just spinning in circles without making any real progress. Main idea number 8. The doom loop is a concept introduced in Jim Collins' book Good to Great: Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the cycle of short-term decision-making that can lead companies down a path of mediocrity or even failure. The idea is that when companies focus on short-term gains, they often make decisions that are not in their long-term best interests. This leads to further short-term decisions, creating an endless loop of diminishing returns. Companies who make the leap from good to great avoid this doom loop by focusing on long-term results instead. They take calculated risks and invest in strategies with potential for future growth rather than immediate gratification. By doing so, these companies create sustainable success over time as opposed to fleeting moments of glory. Main idea number 9. A culture of caring is a key factor in the success of companies that make the leap from good to great. This type of culture puts people first, recognizing their value and treating them with respect. It encourages collaboration and communication between employees, creating an environment where everyone feels valued and respected. A culture of caring also fosters innovation by allowing employees to take risks without fear of failure or retribution. Finally, it creates a sense of loyalty among employees who feel appreciated for their contributions. At its core, a culture of caring is about creating an atmosphere where people can thrive both professionally and personally. Companies that have this type of culture are more likely to attract top talent because they offer an attractive work environment that values employee input and rewards hard work. Additionally, these types of cultures tend to be more productive as well, since employees are motivated by feeling like they're part of something bigger than themselves. Creating a culture of caring isn't easy, but it can pay off in spades if done correctly. Companies should focus on building relationships with their staff members so they feel supported and appreciated for their efforts while also providing opportunities for growth within the organization. Main idea number 10. The Stockdale Paradox is a concept that was first introduced by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great: Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies to maintain faith that they will eventually succeed, while at the same time facing up to the harsh realities of their current situation. This paradoxical approach allows companies to remain focused on their long-term goals, even when faced with short-term setbacks or difficulties. In order for a company to make this leap from good to great, it must be willing and able to confront its current reality without becoming overwhelmed by it. The Stockdale Paradox encourages leaders and employees alike not only accept but also embrace difficult truths about their business so that they can take actionable steps towards improvement. By maintaining an optimistic outlook while still being realistic about what needs work, companies are better equipped for success. Ultimately, embracing the Stockdale Paradox requires courage and resilience. It's not easy for any organization or individual leader to face up honestly and objectively both successes as well as failures. However, those who do are more likely to find themselves on a path towards greatness. Main idea number 11. The Hedgehog Effect is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great: Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies that make the leap from good to great to simplify a complex world into a single organizing idea. This idea serves as an anchor for all decisions, allowing them to focus on what matters most and ignore distractions. The hedgehog effect is based on an ancient Greek parable about a fox who tries unsuccessfully to catch a hedgehog. The fox comes up with many strategies, but none of them work because the hedgehog knows one big thing, how to curl up into a ball, and uses it effectively against all of the fox's tactics. Similarly, companies that have achieved greatness have identified their core competency or purpose and use it as their guiding principle when making decisions. By focusing on this single organizing idea, these companies are able to stay focused on what they do best while ignoring distractions or opportunities that don't fit within their core mission. This allows them to remain agile and responsive in rapidly changing markets while still staying true to their vision. Main idea number 12. The 20-mile march is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the idea that companies who make the leap from good to great have an ability to set ambitious yet realistic goals, and then stick with them over time. This means that they don't get too carried away when things are going well, nor do they give up when times get tough. Instead, they stay focused on their long-term objectives and march steadily towards them. This approach requires discipline and consistency. It's not about taking huge leaps forward, but rather making steady progress each day. The metaphor of a 20-mile march implies that even if you can only manage small steps each day, as long as you keep marching forward, eventually you will reach your destination. The 20-mile march is an important lesson for any business looking to achieve greatness. Setting ambitious goals is essential, but so too is having the discipline and commitment necessary to see those goals through. Main idea number 13. The flywheel effect is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the idea that companies that make the leap from good to great have an ability to build momentum over time. This momentum is created through small, incremental improvements made consistently over time, which eventually leads to significant breakthroughs. The flywheel effect can be seen as a metaphor for how businesses should approach their growth strategies. Rather than trying for one big change or improvement, it's better to focus on making many small changes and improvements gradually over time. These small changes will add up and create a powerful force of momentum that will help propel your business forward. This concept has been applied successfully in many different industries, including technology, retail, manufacturing, healthcare, and more. By focusing on consistent improvement rather than seeking out quick fixes or large-scale transformations, companies are able to achieve long-term success. Main idea number 14. The culture of discipline is a key factor in the success of companies that make the leap from good to great. This culture involves making decisions and then sticking to them, no matter how difficult or unpopular they may be. It also means having an unwavering commitment to excellence and not settling for mediocrity. Companies with this type of culture are willing to take risks, experiment, and innovate in order to achieve their goals. They understand that failure is part of the process and use it as an opportunity for learning rather than shying away from it. This kind of disciplined approach requires strong leadership at all levels within the organization. Leaders must set clear expectations for employees and hold them accountable when those expectations are not met. They must also create an environment where mistakes can be made without fear of retribution or punishment so that employees feel comfortable taking risks and trying new things. Finally, leaders need to ensure that everyone understands why certain decisions have been made so that everyone is on board with the direction being taken by the company. By creating a culture of discipline throughout their organization, companies can ensure they remain focused on achieving their long-term goals while still allowing room for experimentation and innovation. Main idea number 15. The hedgehog concept is a business strategy that encourages companies to focus on what they do best and use it as the basis for their success. It suggests that businesses should identify their core competencies, or what they are passionate about, and then leverage those strengths to create an economic engine. This concept emphasizes the importance of having a clear vision and purpose in order to achieve greatness. Companies must be able to articulate why they exist, how they will make money, and how they will differentiate themselves from competitors. The hedgehog concept also stresses the need for discipline when it comes to decision-making. Companies should only pursue opportunities that align with their core competencies and passion. Anything else is likely a distraction or waste of resources. Additionally, this concept encourages companies to think long-term rather than short-term gains in order to ensure sustainable growth over time. Ultimately, the hedgehog concept provides an effective framework for businesses looking to make the leap from good to great by focusing on what makes them unique and leveraging those strengths into something powerful enough for sustained success. Main idea number 16. The idea of a culture of caring is that companies should prioritize the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. This means creating an environment where people feel valued, respected, and supported in their work. Companies with this kind of culture are more likely to attract and retain talented individuals who will help them reach greater heights. It also encourages collaboration between team members, which can lead to better problem-solving and innovation. A culture of caring starts at the top with leadership setting the tone for how employees should be treated. Leaders must demonstrate empathy towards their staff by listening to their concerns, providing feedback on performance, recognizing achievements, and offering support when needed. They should also create opportunities for growth within the organization so that employees have a sense of purpose. In addition to fostering an atmosphere where people feel appreciated, companies need to provide tangible benefits such as competitive salaries and health insurance plans. These types of incentives show that employers value their workers' contributions while helping them maintain financial security. Ultimately, having a culture of caring helps organizations become great because it allows them to tap into the full potential of each individual employee. When everyone feels like they are part of something bigger than themselves, a team working together towards common goals, they are more motivated and productive. Main idea number 17. The Stockdale Paradox is a concept that was first introduced by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great: Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies to maintain faith that they will eventually succeed, while at the same time facing up to the harsh realities of their current situation. This paradoxical approach allows companies to remain focused on their long-term goals, even when faced with short-term setbacks or difficulties. In order for a company to make this leap from good to great, it must be willing and able to confront its current reality without becoming overwhelmed by it. The Stockdale Paradox encourages leaders and employees alike not only accept but also embrace difficult truths about their business so that they can take actionable steps towards improvement. By doing so, these companies are better equipped for success in both the short term and long term. Ultimately, embracing the Stockdale Paradox requires an understanding that there will be times of difficulty along any journey towards greatness. However, if a company can stay true to its vision while simultaneously confronting reality head-on, then it has a much greater chance of achieving lasting success. Main idea number 18. The 20-mile march is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great: Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the idea that companies who make the leap from good to great have an ability to set ambitious yet realistic goals, and then stick with them over time. This means that they don't get too carried away when things are going well, or become overly pessimistic when times are tough. Instead, they stay focused on their long-term objectives and march steadily towards them. This approach requires discipline and consistency. It's not about taking huge leaps forward, but rather making steady progress each day. The metaphor of a 20-mile march comes from military history. Soldiers would often be required to cover 20 miles per day as part of their training regimen, no matter what kind of terrain or weather conditions they faced. The same principle applies in business. Setting ambitious yet achievable goals can help you stay focused on your long-term objectives even during difficult times. By consistently marching towards these goals every day, you can ensure that your company will eventually reach its destination. Main idea number 19. Technology accelerators are companies that use technology to enhance their success, rather than relying on it as the sole driver of growth. Technology can be used to increase efficiency and productivity, automate processes, and provide access to new markets or customers. By leveraging technology in this way, businesses can gain a competitive edge over their rivals and achieve greater success. For example, an online retailer may use automated inventory management systems to reduce costs associated with manual labor while also increasing customer satisfaction by providing faster delivery times. In addition to improving operational efficiency and customer service levels, technology accelerators can also help companies stay ahead of the competition by introducing innovative products or services more quickly than their competitors. This could include developing new software applications for mobile devices or creating virtual reality experiences for customers. By staying ahead of the curve when it comes to technological advancements, these companies are able to remain competitive in an ever-changing market. Ultimately, using technology as an accelerator is about recognizing its potential benefits and taking advantage of them before your competitors do. It's not enough just to have the latest gadgets. You need a strategy that will enable you to make full use of them in order to maximize your business's performance. Main idea number 20. The idea of confronting the brutal facts is a key concept in Jim Collins' book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. The idea is that companies must be willing to face reality, no matter how difficult it may be, if they want to make the leap from good to great. This means being honest about their current situation and not shying away from any unpleasant truths. It also means developing a culture of disciplined thought where everyone is encouraged to think critically and challenge assumptions. By doing this, companies can identify areas for improvement and develop strategies for achieving greatness. This idea of confronting the brutal facts has been embraced by many successful organizations as an essential part of their success. They understand that facing reality head-on allows them to make better decisions based on accurate information rather than wishful thinking or unfounded optimism. Additionally, having a culture of disciplined thought encourages employees at all levels to contribute ideas and solutions which can help drive innovation and growth. In short, confronting the brutal facts is an important step in making the leap from good to great. Companies must be willing to look honestly at their current situation so they can identify areas for improvement and develop strategies for achieving greatness. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.